As you know, dear listener, I work out every day, often on the Peloton bike, sometimes on the Peloton treadmill, and I've been having problems with my bike. I'm trying to fix them on my own because I don't love talking to Peloton support. They're helpful, but they're slow. helpful but slow, like so many things in life.
Your daily Lex.
So it kept losing its Wi-Fi signal. So I restarted the bike. I had it forget its Wi-Fi settings, reconnected. That didn't work. I did a soft reboot on all of it where I had to set up all my things again. That didn't work. So now I've done a hard reset. We'll see if that works. I don't know. I did a full factory reset where I had to put in it, all my stuff all over again. And we'll see if now I can stay connected to the Wi-Fi. What's weird is it disconnects 5 minutes into a class. So if I'm doing a 5 minute class, it's fine. If I'm doing a 30 minute class, it loses its connection. Then it'll start to get it for a second, but like the video freezes 5 minutes in. Luckily, Peloton can still track your ride, whatever, but it's annoying. It only works, or it's only that more frustrating because I've been not paying attention to the classes, which I think I've talked about. I've been watching more TV while on the bike, and I watched all of Nurse Jackie, as I talked about on this show. I've been going through Fargo. I'm currently in season 4, which I think is my least favorite season thus far, although Chris Rock is a lot of fun to watch on that show. So I've been enjoying that aspect at least. But yeah, it's so weird. And I was, you know, as I'm trying to diagnose the problem, I'm like, is it a problem with my home network? Which it does not appear to be. The treadmill in the same room, also from Peloton, has no problem staying connected for long classes. So I really don't know what the issue is. That's one problem in my life that I'm working on. There's an issue I've been having with my pool. My pool is a saltwater pool, and it's meant to use the salt to generate chlorine. And you know, at the beginning of the season, you got to dump in a bunch of bags of salt to get your salt levels right. And then it kind of just stays good unless you have to add tons of water. But my salt water, my salt levels got really low, and I had to add lots more salt just today. And I don't know why my salt levels got low, because I haven't had to add all that much water. So I'm not sure. I can't imagine there's something in quotes bad happening. Like there's nothing that could be sucking the salt out. So I'm just going to chalk it up to the universe, but it's weird. I feel assaulted. I don't know. It was not good. But yeah, so I added many bags of salt to my pool today. I had a funny experience at my rehearsal yesterday where there was some set construction happening, and they had said earlier in the day, hey, if there's anybody tall in the cast who can help us lift this thing up onto these two pillars, we'd really appreciate it if you're willing to help us out at rehearsal. And so I responded, new phone, who this, as a joke. And the person who sent the text said who she was. And I was like, no, I was just kidding. It was a group text, but my joke fell flat with her. Another tall guy in the cast and I were ready to help. And then we're there at the rehearsal and it's time to lift this thing. It's not heavy. It's just big. It's very long, probably 15 feet long or so. And there are a lot of cooks in this kitchen. Of set design. There's the set designer who's like, yeah, we're going to lift this up and I'm going to, you know, bolt it into these two pillars, these two columns. And then you've got the director being like, I think we should do it this way. And you've got another producer from the show being like, I think we should do it this way. And then we've got a stage manager being like, why don't we do this? And they're all going back and forth about different ways we're going to do it and blah, blah, blah. And eventually I say to the other tall guy, hey, do you want to just lift it and see how heavy it is? And we lift it and it's totally fine. We just put it right up on the columns and the guy bolts it in. I didn't do a great job telling the story, but they spent about 8 minutes discussing what we were going to do while, you know, my buddy Michael and I are waiting to do it. And eventually I'm like, can we just do this, please? I have other things to do and I would like to not be looking forward to lifting this up anymore. And then we just did it and it worked just fine. So the set designer, he really liked me because he liked that we just took action and got it done. So way to go us, I guess. Tonight's my last rehearsal until, I don't remember if it's Sunday night or Monday night, but they gave us several days off, which is sweet, but also intimidating exits until Sunday night. I'd rather keep rehearsing, but they gave us off for the 4th and the 5th and the 6th. And I wouldn't mind more rehearsing because we do open a week from Saturday. So, you know, it's getting there. It's getting close. And it's that stressful time when you're pretty late in the rehearsal schedule. Yeah, kind of work on everything, but you can't work on everything. And then they're like, well, we got to focus on this thing. And there's some stuff that I've barely rehearsed on stage at all that I'd love to be rehearsing more. So we'll see. It always comes together. And it's a good cast. So it'll be fine. I'm not convincing myself. It'll be fine. I'm really not. It'll be fine. Anyway, happy Wednesday. I don't know when we'll talk again. Probably Friday, but who knows? You're the best.
Lex. Bye.